Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Free Easy Wander. It's been a while since I did a last podcast, but the times are a-changin', and it's time to start doing more podcasts and getting out this information and this knowledge and just really sharing with you what I've learned over the years. And in turn, you can share it to your neighbor, to your family, to your friend. You know, it's like my analogy is like mycelium. Mycelium, it's kind of like a network system that mushrooms produce that go underground. And all over the earth, mycelium, this network system, is connected in a sort of way. And I just feel like if I put out information, it will spread. So anyways, yeah, it's been a while. Right now, I am in Southern California. It's raining today, and so much is going on with the coronavirus going around, and a lot of things are getting canceled. The NBA is suspending the season. NCAA is canceling events. I mean, it's a lot's going on right now. A lot's going on. Anyways, so if you're not following me on Instagram, go follow me. It's at Free Easy Wander. Pretty easy. Go ahead and follow, like, watch some of my videos. Look at the content. It's there. It's there for everyone. It's free information. You know, I think that's the beauty of this day and age, is you can just give out so much content. And I mean, it's such a blessing what we have at our fingertips, whether you're listening to me or you're searching on Google or you're going to your library and reading. There's just so much knowledge out there. So today, the topic is going to be some things that can boost your immune system. Not only boost your immune system, you know, when it comes to the immune system, you got to be careful about if you say boosting it, if you say regulating it, supporting. So pretty much these things help to balance. You can think of it that way. Just a better way of putting it than saying to boost, because some people have autoimmune things going on with their immune system. So just to be safe and make things easier, let's just say things to help balance and just bring harmony to the body. That's what we want. That's what I'm all about. I'm all about prevention. I'm all about creating a strong and robust body. That way you become resilient and you become almost like a superhero. You can ward off things. And if you do get something, the thing that you do get tends to not last as long. So I like the preventative measures. Back in the day, I used to be all about the disease and what happens when a disease comes in. But the past 2 years, I've really been into preventative, supportive strategies to really just bring harmony and strengthen the body. So you just kind of like boom, 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 knocking things off. Like, think of yourself as like a superhero, and all these herbs and foods and supplements and things that I talk about on this podcast is kind of like your protective shield. When Batman goes and he goes out, he puts on his suit, he's ready. So that's kind of what this is all about, is kind of having that shield around your body to prevent things from happening. But also, I'm all about performance, peak performance, and just overall optimum health. Really big into athletes and working professionals. I just feel like these are the people that are most stressed, put their bodies through stress, their mind is stressed, they got a lot on their plate. And these people are tend to be the ones that push themselves to go the next level in life. You know, I do sometimes see a nice car, Tesla, whatever, going through McDonald's. Doesn't necessarily mean they're eating McDonald's, but that's probably not the best food for you. Okay, maybe the coffee's all right from there, but you know, if you want to get better than the car you're driving, say it's a Tesla, you want a Lambo, going to McDonald's is probably not going to get you that next step. These herbs, these supplements, these vitamins, this type of lifestyle really just takes you up a notch in life and moves you forward. So without going off too much of a tangent, let's go ahead and dive in into some things that I like to help support the immune system. So if you go on my Instagram, I have three things. I listed vitamin C, tonic or medicinal mushrooms, and lastly, green tea. There are some other things I'll talk about today, like throwing in some garlic into your day-to-day food, or oregano. These things tend to be a little more powerful in what they do as far as warding things off. But let's go and talk about vitamin C. So vitamin C, you can get it from the store, you can get it online, you can get it through the foods you eat. So just get it in some way. So vitamin C, usually you'll see it as ascorbic acid. Ascorbic acid is an isolated form of vitamin C. What that means is that they're sourcing it. Usually it's coming from corn, and they're extracting out just one part of this vitamin C chain. Some companies just give you ascorbic acid. Other companies will give you ascorbic acid, and then they'll put in other things that replicate what you'd get like in nature. So you get all these bioflavonoids, that's another part of the chain. And what that does when they do add in those things is it helps with proper absorption into the body. I personally like to get something that has a whole food-based complex, or the vitamin C is derived from whole food. And you can look on the label, it'll either say from a whole food source, or with added whole foods, or in a base of whole foods. And what that does is it helps your body break it down a lot easier than if you were just going to take ascorbic acid by itself. You can also eat your vitamin C. You can get it through oranges, lemons, limes, all the citrus, peppers like green peppers, red peppers, orange peppers. You can get them in that way as well. Vitamin C is great. It's been something in the health food industry. Every health guru has probably talked about it. It's just something that everyone knows about. So that's why I put it on the list. There's a bunch of things you can do for the immune system to help bring it to balance. But I'm just trying to give you some easy things that you can just go out and buy yourself and find without it being difficult. Lately, I've been doing calamansi. Calamansi is a Filipino, well, it's a citrus, but a lot of the Filipino cuisine has it in there. It's kind of like a small, sweet orange that has a lot of floral notes to it. And I've just been adding it to my teas at night. Either even just hot water, and then I'll squeeze in some calamansi, maybe mix in some honey. And let's go ahead and skip to the third one. We'll go over the second one, but since we're talking about tea, green tea. Green tea is great. Green tea, like coffee. Coffee in the West, most Americans get their antioxidants from coffee. And in the East, most people get their antioxidants from green tea. Green tea really helps not only because it's loaded with antioxidants, but it's been known since the beginning of herbalism. One of the founders of herbalism, when he would say he overdosed on an herb or he took something that didn't settle well with his system, he would consume green tea as the antidote. And that would kind of neutralize whatever was going on in his body. I'm not saying go do something or take something bad and then drink green tea, and hopefully that will help too. But what I'm saying is green tea just has a lot of properties to it that coffee doesn't really have. that around this time of year, when you're trying to balance out your immune system, you can consume. Try to get organic if you can. You can do fair trade if possible. You can get single estate. You can go as deep as you want with any of these things, whether it's the vitamin C or green tea. You know, start off where you're at in life. If you shop at Costco or Target, find a green tea at Costco or Target. And the next time you get your next green tea, try something better. Always trying to get better and better and better. So start somewhere. So if you drink coffee every day, or say you do 2 cups of coffee every day, maybe instead of your second cup of coffee, do a second cup of green tea. Very simple. Green tea, it's magic. It helps with metabolism, helps to move things, good for the digestion. It's great. So let's talk about the second thing. The second thing is medicinal or tonic mushrooms. I call them tonic mushrooms because the word medicinal in general can stir up red flags. They're tonic in a sense that they can be taken almost every day of the year without any type of side effects, except adding benefits to your life. There's a few companies out there that have made tonic mushrooms really available and really have opened it up to the world. One brand is called Four Sigmatic. They have marketed the heck out of the mushrooms. And I'm all for it. You know why? Because it really just puts mushrooms on the map as something that people should be taking. I have a fan favorite for mushroom, and that's chaga. If you know me, it's spelled C-H-A-G-A. It's one of my favorite because at a time in my life when I was consuming a lot of alcohol, I was kind of addicted to alcohol. I took chaga for the first time, and I was just drinking that nightly, almost, I think even day and night. And it really backed me away from alcohol, and I just never looked at alcohol the same ever since. Not only did it do that, but it just made me feel really robust and strong. And I'll never forget the first time I had chaga tea. It was no psychedelic effect, but it definitely made me feel solid, grounded, and just really calm. And I felt really good. So that's my fan favorite. But if you're looking for a good mushroom out there, try to find a blend. There's a lot of blends out there. And the beauty of blends is that you get a whole bunch of different constituents all together. So each mushroom offers a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And when you put that all together, you get this really good, well-rounded balance of phytonutrients and constituents that you want. So nothing's wrong with just taking one, but if you can get a blend, it's really good for just a balanced immune system from head to toe. So those were the three things that I talked about on Instagram. And let's talk about oregano and garlic. Oregano and garlic, talk about the Mediterranean diet. That's one of the diets that a lot of people try to follow, which includes like olive oil and wine and fish and green tea even, and oregano, tomatoes, garlic, basil. I mean, I can kind of go on and on, but the premise is oregano and garlic. Garlic, it's been called the panacea of herbs. What that means is that it can just do so much, and it helps with so much. You know, people say it wards off the witches, right? Well, it also wards off a whole bunch of other crap that we don't want in our body. So you can eat it raw. If you plan on eating it raw, every other day is probably the best, just because it kind of shocks the nervous system in a way. So every other day if you do it raw. If you do it cooked, daily is okay. And if you're worried about smell, try it, you know, doing it at nighttime. That way you kind of sweat it out at night, and in the morning you kind of feel better. Or you can do like a celery, cucumber, and parsley juice the following morning, just to kind of get that garlic smell off of you. So oregano is good too. Oregano, you can throw it on your chicken, your veggies, pretty much anything. You get pizza, dust it with oregano. Oregano, I think by the CDC, they said something along the lines that you can take a small dose every day of the extracted form, and it just helps to mitigate a lot of things from happening. Don't quote me on that, but I think that's what I read a while back. So you can go Google oregano extract CDC, or health prevention with oregano. You know, do your research yourself. Everything I say, you can't just take it for what it is. But anyways, so oregano and garlic, really good things. You can make yourself a pasta, throw those two things in there, and whatever else you like. Those things really help to just push things out of your body. So that was my pick for really supporting the immune system around this time of the year, when people are worried about getting sick. Not only around this time of the year, but around winter time, those things can be used as well. So I hope you enjoyed listening. You know, stay tuned. If you haven't already, go follow me on Instagram at Free Easy Wander. I'm also on YouTube, the same thing as well. Go ahead and like, share, whatever you want to do, comment. You could even direct message me on Instagram. I respond within about a day or so. And yeah, I'm here for you. Thanks for being here for me. Take care. Be well.